Okay, I've started to record.
Ah! So I have something to say.
Everybody talk!
Harumph! Harumph!
Shut the fuck up!
1, 2, 3, but out of the VHS! VHS! Out of the VHS! The 18 of my business, I was out of the house of doing stuff.
Some fun when Snubby Gunn plays Private Eye, and you can have the same kind of fun with Mattel's Tommy Burst Detective Set. The Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots.
Coming this summer.
You know, we have like...
it's a dog dressed like a rat.
We just have like this awesome, like, you know, orchestral movie music, you know. And I don't know. It's just...
And a child's voice going, Mommy, what's that? And rat dog.
Get away from the rat dog. Rat, rat.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, the military, the rat dog is here.
You know, just like...
Cavalry bugles.
Anyways, sorry.
So, did you see the article about crash dummies getting fat?
Yeah, actually, I heard that on the radio.
Yeah, so this report's from a little while back that crash test dummies are getting a big makeover. Typically, a crash dummy is modeled after a person who weighs about 170 pounds.
Oh.
So this new company came along to start making obese crash test dummies. They have thicker middles and bigger butts since people are getting fatter. And basically, because seatbelts and airbags and other safety features designed in a car are aimed and geared toward thin people. So those things don't maybe fit a fat person the same way. Your body is just supposed to fit a certain way in a car seat, you know, where your spine is aligned and so forth. But somebody with more body mass, it changes the fit. So the bottom line is that the studies that have been done to show that you have a higher death rate in a car crash, if you are obese, it's harder to perform medical procedures too. So the object is to continue to make cars safer no matter what someone's size is. But I just think it's sort of funny because they're making fat dummies.
Well, here's an unpopular opinion, I think. How about you not be fat? How about you work
out?
Yeah,
it's sort of like they're making it okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not fat shaming or anything, but it's like, okay, well, this is how it is. We're just going to keep going with it. Like, it's not, hey, people, you know, start eating right and diet and exercise and treat yourself good. No, we're just going to go ahead and accept that this is what's going on. And now we have, you know, 300-pound crash test dummies.
Yep.
Which is fine, you know, do what you do, but that it's just like, this is, we come back to this a lot. It's like one more step towards idiocracy.
Totally. In Mercer, PA, which, by the way, I believe that's where Trent Reznor is from Nine Inch Nails, some college student was charged for allegedly assaulting a woman over something she posted on Facebook. The charges claim he broke her computer, choked the woman, hit the woman in the head, the face, and the chest, then stuck a gun in her face, threatened to kill her if she left the house. Eventually, he let her go, and she called the cops. Now, what I could not find is what the hell it was she posted. So, yeah, what did she post that would cause someone to beat the tar out of her?
Trying to think here. I don't know. I mean, it had to have been something about their relationship or something like that. Something very personal.
Yeah, and the article doesn't even go into whether or not they knew each other. You know, so when I read it, I'm sort of picturing like a, you know, just a friend on your Facebook feed showing up at your house and pistol whipping you because, you know, you posted something dramatic.
And so he beat up a girl?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's being tossed around in jail right now.
Dude.
Yeah.
Because that's not cool. But just, you know, goes to show you.
Eat it.
Yeah, stop posting annoying shit on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook should not, like, I use it almost as like a joke and just a way to kind of get the show on the internet. But man, people are actually serious about that shit. And it can carry over into your personal life. And I think if that's the case, then you should maybe just not do the internet. just go away.
Yeah. So in Florida, of course, a woman was outside of her home screaming for like 15 minutes, and the neighbors got worried eventually, and they called the cops. The police claimed that this was an argument between a couple over who would get to use the blanket. And things escalated into a tug of war.
Just buy two blankets.
Yeah. And then a fight in which the girl scratched up the boyfriend with her fingernails. But yeah. You know, those things are cheap at Walmart.
Go to the dollar store. Borrow my blanket.
You know? I just picture this tug of war battle that gets violent over a blanket.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
I think each day I lose more and more faith in human existence.
Well, here, this might. Maybe this one will restore it. Another Florida woman. I don't know what the hell is going on in the state of Florida, but, you know, the most bizarre crimes take place there. So a Florida woman faces a charge of aggravated assault because she used a full jar of jelly to attack another woman. And like most of these Florida stories, it makes very little sense, too. Okay, so some chick named Denisha Day was arguing with another woman because the woman's daughter poured out some of her shampoo. Okay, I don't know. The dispute escalated to who was going to be paying for this goddamn shampoo, and they turned it into a physical fight. So family members come rushing out, and they break up the fight and try to calm shit down, right? But Denisha Day charged the woman with a full jar of jelly, causing a huge lump on the side of her face.
Yeah. You know why all this stuff sounds weird? Is because it's probably fueled by methamphetamine or something.
That could be.
Like, God, where's the damn shampoo? You know, like, regular people do not scream about that stuff.
I know.
You know, it's, oh, we're out of shampoo. Okay, I'll go get more.
Oh, God damn it, what do you use it all of?
Like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. They're just crazy.
Just say it.
People fucking suck, by the way.
Yeah.
We hate you.
Yeah. See, I, you know, like all the big classics that everybody watches, yeah, I don't watch anymore. You know, like the Halloweens and Friday 13th, shit.
The Halloween franchise is fucking so overblown. I hate that franchise.
And I went and watched Rob Zombies, and I was pissed. I'm like, this movie still sucks. Sorry. I wish it was better. I don't know. I don't like his film.
I think Halloween 1, 2, and 3, everything after that is just fucking gross.
Yeah, well, anything with Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
Wait, when does she...
But they're not in Halloween.
Well, yeah, when does she show her tits? You gotta go to trading places to see her tits.
Cleavage, you know. I'll take anything, you know, she's like, oh. Cleavage to me is hotter sometimes. She's like, there we go.
Well, you know, since we're on this, let's just talk about...
Boobs?
No, Rob Zombie... Do you know that Rob Zombie is making a Manson movie?
Yeah.
The Bret Easton Ellis of...
I'm sure it's going to suck.
American Psycho fame.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure somewhere Jim Van Bever is crying into a bottle. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally predict he'll be very angry about that.
I seen him get thrown out of a convention. It was great.
I think several people have seen that happen.
He was great. Just like, dude, how are you still walking? Motherfucker, go down.
Shut
I was ready to baseball bat him. Because, yeah, he was causing such a ruckus. It was bad.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. We had meth dealers show up one time trying to push meth on people, and I escorted them out the back door. Uh-huh. That was fun. Yeah, and then I got death threats for 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I messed with the family.
Man's family?
No, juggalos.
Oh, my God. They're the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoop, whoop, yeah, right? Whoop, whoop.
Stinky little clowns, yeah. Yeah, I had 4 police departments involved. I had everything involved with that because I was getting great death threats, well, drive-by type shit.
And, oh, my God.
All you really needed to do is buy them some Faygo.
Spray it on them. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Family till I die! Whoop, whoop!
Welcome to Dahmer's Delights, home of the sautéed men-sized thigh.
These giblets are tasty.
Each day we drag in the freshest stable-raised tenderloin in Sleazoid City.
The spunk gravy is savory.
Our overly friendly staff will merrily serve you hand and foot.
This meat is making me sleepy.
So be sure to keep your eyes peeled for Dahmer's Delights. We have a finger out for food.
I'm feeling woozy. Let me lie down.
Dahmer's Delights, 213 North 25th, Sleazoid City.
Those are some fantastic glasses. Hey, what are you doing with that drill?
Flashback. Okay. You know, you remember video stores, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, I have a memory that it's maybe not my best memory in a store, but it's one that I think about a lot, and just kind of tells you like the lengths that you'll go to see a movie. And so we have this store called Audiovisual here in town, and I was probably there every single day, just by myself, just looking at tapes. But every weekend I would go there with a friend, and you know, they have those like rent 5 movies for 5 nights, $5 type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We would do that mostly every Friday, so we could have the movies for the rest of the week and just watch them whenever. And so we're looking around, you know, we hit the horror section, and then on the in the opposite aisle, or like right on the other side of the standee from the horror section, were the documentaries. Mm-hmm. and like, you know, special interest movies. And we worked our way over there, and lo and behold, we see, you know, Faces of Death 1, 2, 3, 4. We see all these Faces of Death movies. And, you know, you read the back of the box, and it sounds like the most hardcore shit you've never seen, you know?
Right.
You know, real death, real people. Of course, you know, come to find out that first movie is all mockumentary footage, you know? None of it's real.
Right.
But anyway, so we see this box, and like, holy shit, you know, how have we not been in the documentary section yet? And how have we not seen this movie? We got to see this. And, you know, it has the parental advisory sticker on it or whatever. I forget what it said. But, you know, you had to be over 17 to rent it.
Right.
And so we're like, you know, looking around, trying to think of a way to get around this. And, okay, we already have 4 movies that we're going to rent out. We just need that last one. Why not just get a box of another movie and, like, you know, pretend like swap them. Yeah. And so, you know, I forget what movie we did it with, but we proceeded to swap out the movies. And, you know, this is kind of a total dick move, but when you're a kid, you know, you just want to see that movie. You don't really give a fuck. And so we go, to get him checked out, and he starts opening each case to make sure it's the same movie, right?
Right.
And he gets, we're kind of like, me and my friend are looking at each other like, oh, and he gets that last one, opens it up, and sees the Faces of Death, and he kind of looks at us because he saw us back in the documentary section. You know, he's like, you know, if you just wanted to rent this, you could have asked me. That's what he said. And so, you know, the guy was real cool. He's probably, you know, in high school or something, the guy checking us out, and really didn't give a flying fuck like we thought he would, you know.
Right.
But he didn't. You know, it's just like, you know what? I see you guys in here every day. I don't care. You know, here's Faces of Death. You know, it's probably a shitty movie anyway. And from that point on, I would go in the store and actually, like, it, that kind of opened up a line of dialogue with me and the clerk. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, got anything new or, you know, seen anything good lately? So, you know, just simple stuff like that is what I'll remember about, you know, being in a video store and just kind of goofing off and trying to get the movie you want to see but think you can't, which also leads into just ask. You know, if you are questioning a movie or it's, you know, wondering if you can get it or not, just ask. You don't have to steal it.
Don't be devious.
Yeah, don't be devious. And more often than not, the person will be kind to you. And you know, it's either a yes or no. And, you know, if you hit that no, then that's when you can be devious. So, it's my little flashback. Sleazoid City, breaking news at the Pink Flamingos trailer park. This is John Waters on the scene.
You won't believe it! It's disastrous! It's utter mayhem! It's pandemonium!
Sir, calm down. Speak into the mic. What's wrong?
Well, John, we are out of cools and Colt 45.
Bitch, give me that motherfucker cam! Okay.
Great story, Seth.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Oh. I'm gonna get fucking pissed here in a second.
There are many places within a woman's sex organs in which germs may escape detection, in spite of repeated examinations by even a competent physician. For this reason, any medical certificate which a prostitute may produce is worthless. Moreover, she may easily have become infected half an hour after her examination. But if, despite this danger, you should expose yourself, there are preventive measures which will diminish the risk.
Hey guys, want to look up some live porn searches again and see what freaks are looking at?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Teacher foot job. Never get that too often.
Come through nose.
Ew.
Oh. Bubbles. That sounds very bubbly.
The speechless slut.
Oh, the perfect slut.
Squirting uncensored.
My mom.
Belly bulge fisting.
Oh my. Alien type shit. Check sauna.
Period sex. That's gross.
Raspberry swirls and stuff.
Ebony step dancing? I don't know what that is.
Shenekel. Shenekel. Shenkel. Oh, what the? Oh my god.
Unwilling daughter.
Well, here's what I just thought about. What about an ass omelet?
Eggplant and pussy.
Oh, there you go. That's close. Ah, enemas. That's always clean and healthy.
Yeah.
Standing fuck hump. Big clitoris.
Brutal dildo orgasm.
Yeah, last week we had suicide by dildo.
Popcorn fart.
Popcorn fart.
Yeah, yeah. My farts smell like popcorn.
British black big tits.
Asian breast torture milk.
That's a good one.
A lactating woman.
Hold it. Wizard of Oz musical. And I'm not kidding. Somebody's got the wrong search engine.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty village aunt bathing.
Oh, nice. Wrong hood. Bitch, you in the wrong hood.
Cum fart cocktail.
Cum fart. That's, like that's almost like a chili dog.
Isn't it mesmerizing?
Yes. Sock smelling worship.
Mom's cum bath.
All right.
Hole sucking mature.
There's a lot of mom stuff on here.
Gotta wonder about people.
Corrupted by evil. Ooh, Japanese young girl. There you go. Actually, it says grill.
Yeah, lots of misspellings.
Here's a good one. Psychopath cuts his dick.
Oh. Yeah, he's on his own.
And of course, Seth picks that one.
Well, yeah, wiener. Woman-friendly porn. There's plenty of woman-friendly porn.
Cunt kicking.
All right.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Teen doggy casting.
All right.
Dumbest girl in porn.
Yeah.
Bunny farts.
Bunny farts. Roadhead.
Fountain of cum. Jesus Christ.
Wife pooping.
Oh, that's nasty.
Small penis humiliation.
Loose anal. That's a big ass. Oh, look, a homemade cum shot. Really? You made that at home? Arab tissues.
An abused crack whore.
Urethra sounds.
Nasty dick.
Okay. I think we've thought about this long enough.
Street fire.
Just nasty dick. Who's looking that up? Hey, I think I'm going to wake up and look up nasty dick.
Nasty dick. Makes me almost want to do it. Probably some cartoon character or something.
Eight butts. I think Nasty Dick won it over for me.
Yeah. Hooters.
Does she have natural boobies?
I believe so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. I hate fake tits. And they always shave down the nipple, too. Like, why are you killing the nipple?
Don't kill the nipple.
I'm serious. I'm so tired of seeing these little eraser tits, little eraser nipples on these double Ds. It's just like, ugh, don't even bounce. They're like, boogie, 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 you know? That boobies look scary.
Don't kill the nipple, baby, come on.
Yeah.
Now there's something new at your grocery store.
New Pet Instant.
New
mayonnaise is the shit. You mayonnaise and turkey on wheat bread. Goddamn.
Oh yeah. Mayo on broccoli.
No.
Oh yeah. No. Don't knock it till you try. And mayo on hot dogs.
I'm thinking more like cheddar cheese on broccoli, not mayo.
Well, that's good too. But if you ain't got nothing, shot some mayo on there. Don't let it get warm. Kind of dip it. Dip it. If you can let the mayonnaise get warm, it gets all thick.
Don't let the mayo get warm.
Don't, your brain starts thinking about shit. you don't want to eat it. Chili mayo, warm broccoli.
All right. Well, I think I got. We got what we need. I'm reverting back to. To this right now. We got what we need.
And then some.
And then, yeah, like a lot of bullshit that I need to sift through when I edit. Did you guys ever see the Maniac remake?
Nope.
Yeah, I did.
Is it the Mad Scientist one?
No. It's the one with Elijah Wood.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, is it the remake of the original that was the Mad Scientist that was...
No, it's like some sleaze bucket guy.
That was a good remake. That was maybe the best remake I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was a good remake. It was a good remake because the original, a lot of people love the original, but it's really kind of a shitty movie. You know,
the original.
Yeah. It's really not done well, and it was like super low budget, but it was a good choice to remake. Like, because you didn't have great acting, you didn't have, you know,
it was
great story. So they sort of
that could have been made better.
Yeah.
And
I think like Zapped.
Yeah.
The director of the original Maniac, William Lustig, actually produced the remake, so I think
that's good too.
Yeah,
that's good.
So it was done with love, and I believe that may be the best remake I've ever seen. So,
oh Lord.
I
saw American High School.
What about It's Alive? That would make a good remake.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
maybe.
Creature from the Black Lagoon would be a great remake.
Yeah.
You know,
because I don't know. Does anybody still love that original? You think like nope. when was that?
Yeah, they're about 60 and 70 years old. And
okay, so they don't go to the movies anyway. You know what I mean?
Right, but they'll be the loudest ones bitching.
Yeah.
And they're on the internet nowadays, thanks to Facebook. So. Yeah.
I'm sucking on a lollipop.
Oh my god. So that was a turkey chat.
Yep.
Another segment we have on the show.
Oh my god. We got some birds I'm gonna fucking slay. Hey! Hey! Shut the fuck up!
Welcome to the Sleazoid City Mortuary.
Why am I here?
This month we're slashing prices in half.
But I'm not dead yet.
Located on 666 Nacho Seta Lane, just behind Dama's Delights.
I told you, asswipe, I'm not dead.
We promise we won't have sex with you.
Observe the Absurd presents Butt Pucker.
Did you know if you blow smoke into a cat's butt, it'll fall asleep instantly?
Nuh-uh, that's not possible.
It is so. I saw it on the news this morning. The anchor did it.
All right, I'm going to prove to you that that's impossible. Come here, cat. See? It's made up.
No, I meant he blew into the cat's butt, not at it.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I'm not putting my mouth on a cat's butthole.
Because you know I'm right.
No, it's because I don't want to kiss cat sphincter, asshole.
Sphincter is an asshole.
No, I was calling you the asshole.
Because I'm right?
No, you're not right. Look. Did it fall asleep? No, because that's not possible.
You're right. There wasn't a cat on the news. It was a chinchilla.
We all have bad days, they just make the good ones seem even better, caused by people being rude. I've heard your mood can be affected by the weather. You can garnish my wages, but these pages hold gold. Told my life written in rhyme, a different story each time. A curse word in each verse, followed by a slurred verb. If you see him in public, you deserve the absurd. I live my life by a saying I once heard. goes. At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
That sound like a threat. At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
That sound like a threat.
No, no, no.
At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
That sound like a threat. No, no, no. At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
No, no, no. At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
No, no, no. At least you're not dead.
Not yet.
No, no, no.
12. Age 19. Brutally attacked March 3rd, 1946. Howard W. Turner, 29. Emmalou Cook, 17. Bodies discovered in a wooded area on March 24th. Roy Allen, 17. Peggy Loomis, 15. Both found dead April 14th in Spring Lake Park. Floyd Reed, age 34. Murdered in his home on May 3rd. Mrs. Reed shot twice, but survived. This man's identity is unknown. He was believed to be between 30 and 40 years old. He wore a white hood and was known only as the Phantom Killer.
I just saw the remake of The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, many people love the 1976 original, which is about the cops hunting for a hooded murderer in the small town of Texarkana. It's very loosely based on a true story. So I've seen this movie... the original, like, three different times. In each time I've seen it, I hope, like, oh, maybe I was in a bad mood before, and I'll like it this time, you know? And I never seem to really like it. I'm not sure why. It just does nothing for me. I kind of find it sort of boring.
Yeah, I fell asleep the first time.
I'm a huge fan of 70s flicks, and I love slasher movies, so it doesn't make much sense to me, you know, that I don't like it, but I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the remake available and decided to watch it this past weekend, and I actually really had fun with it. For me, this was a good choice to remake, you know, because I don't really care for the original, though I know that people who love the original would totally disagree. But I think that this remake was rather cleverly done. The plot is that it's been like 60-some years since the hooded killer vanished. The town shows now the 1976 movie as an annual event every Halloween.
Oh, cool.
But this year, the hooded killer attacks a girl and her boyfriend. And that leaves the whole community to believe that the killer is back again. Okay. The girl does survive, and it causes her to go back to the original movie and to the, air quotes, true story to find out or figure out who the killer really was.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what made it kind of interesting to me, is that it's like part remake, part reboot, and part sequel. If you're a fan of the original, the cool part is that they reworked footage from it into this version. And it's like entwined all the way through. So say you have like a specific killing, okay? They have it in the 2014 version reenacted from the 1976 version. And then they edit them together to show both styles of it. In essence, they're trying to kind of tie in some of the loosely based facts with the film from 76 and then pull it all into current times, 2014. And I thought they did a pretty cool job with that. I mean, they have the Texas Rangers who come in to help investigate with the police. And one of their assignments is to watch the 1976 film. So
it's actually kind of clever.
Yeah, it really was. Now, this version is by far a slasher movie. There's tons of blood, tons of violence. It's very brutal and gore galore. But I thought it was really well directed. It's done very slick. It's very creative directing, whereas most slasher films are kind of in a very basic, you know, linear kind of tone. Mm. You might have one flashback scene, but otherwise the rest of the story is very linear. The flaw with it is probably within the last 15 minutes where it kind of plays out like a modern slasher flick with a little too much inspiration from Scream. But overall, I'd still rate it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Worth buying? I don't know. But I totally think it's worth seeing.
Now, did you see it on video on demand or where is that? Because I don't even think it was released in theaters here.
No, it wasn't released in theaters. It was a video on demand, but you know, I have Dish Network and I have several different movie channels. It was actually on, I think, Epic's Drive-In or Epic's channel.
So maybe.
So I was sort of, and actually they showed the original prior. I just didn't sit through the original again.
Uh-huh.
But they showed them back to back. And I had DVR'd it and then just saved it till the weekend. But, you know, I've kept it because I might burn it because I enjoyed it that much. I mean, I think it was definitely done very clever, you know, in no way, like I said, it's a 7. It's not a 10. But I still enjoyed it. And the gore is great. I mean,
what are the effects? Are they computer?
It's a little bit of both, but it is more practical than computer generated.
Because that'll just take me out of the movie instantly.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the first, like, probably half hour of it is just freaking excellent. And then, like I said, it kind of slowly starts to dwindle downhill, you know. But overall, I think it's worth seeing.
Cool.
I think you would like it. I think, you know, the gore's not... The movie's done very serious, so I agree with what you're saying about the CGI. I only really noticed it in a couple of scenes, and it only took me out for, like, a minute, you know?
Well, come to find out, the director, Alfonso Gomez... Rejon, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He directed a few episodes of
American
Horror Story. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did Argo too, which I thought was pretty decent.
Yeah.
So definitely not new to the business.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck. If I ever see that, I'll probably just buy that shit because, you know, I don't have any of those movie networks or, and I don't like illegally downloading shit. So.
Yeah, don't spend a lot on it. Like, you know, I wouldn't spend more than $10.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to see that now.
Hi, my name is Deborah. Welcome to Second Chance Dating Service. In just a moment, you'll be able to play video ads from single men in Sleazoid City that are looking to meet single women. Thanks for joining, and good luck.
Hi! My name is Chop Top, and I just got me this new Sonny Bono wig, and I'm ready to party. I like rock, I like meat, chainsaws, and picking scabs, and I want to make you my fave.
Hi, my name's Dwayne. I just moved to New York. I'm looking for a doctor for medical reasons.
Ooh, what's in the basket?
Oh, you really shouldn't look in there.
Hey, sexy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you know what I want you to give me? Some really good positive feedback. On iTunes, of course. We really need your 5-star reviews. Don't you want to give it to me?
Stop doing your nails, the fucking phone is ringing.
one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, figures I get the voicemail. Every time I call, I talk to this thing. Well, all my friends are dead, and my whore's abandoned me, and you two are the only ones I can call. Great. Hey, I wasn't aware that a person may be placed in jail for up to 6 months for making fun of someone who doesn't accept the challenge. My bail, $6,800. Hope you can call me back. Don't text me. Now, hey, as always, thanks for picking up. Ignore all the emails I sent about this. Thanks a lot, guys.
I got something to tell you, baby. Don't get mad this time. If you want my wiener, you give me ease all up in my mind. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen here, sweet baby. I ain't no lying man. If you want my wiener one time, you'd want to warm him again. Baby, please want my wiener. Oh, want my wiener. Won't you just want my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Says some says it takes hot water. Baby, can't you see? But your heat, baby, is plenty warm enough for me. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Oh, baby, please warm my wiener. Yes, sweet baby, it ain't no fake. I'm begging you, baby, now just give your daddy one break. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold. Now listen, yes, sweet baby, you know the time's growing old. I don't want you warm half of my wiener. I want you to warm him all. Baby, please warm my wiener. Oh, warm my wiener. Won't you just warm my wiener? Cause he really don't feel right cold.